Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Tariq El-Bashir from Monumental Sports Network will join us in an hour. That's at 9 a.m. to talk about the Caps' massive game against Philadelphia tonight in Philly. So that's coming up in about an hour. But right now we want input from the listeners on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. As the top quarterback prospects are coming through the area, they're visiting Commanders Park. We know that Jaden Daniels was there on Monday. Drake May is scheduled to be at Commanders Park Tuesday and Wednesday. J.J. McCarthy also scheduled to come in.
Tuesday and Wednesday as in today and tomorrow?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
What would you ask these guys if you had them in a room or if you had them at dinner? What, like, is, do you have a question or two or something that you want them to explain to you or
yeah,
scenario?
Or something to show you or like on a whiteboard?
All right, here's what I do, Cakes.
Yeah. What do you do? What's your question?
I would tape a $100 bill to a playbook.
The old draft day bit.
I'm just kidding.
That's what you would do.
EB fell for that a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
I can't remember who it was that was reported.
Can't remember the prospect. But I remember Sam Howell, maybe
raving about somebody giving the $100 back.
Yeah.
And I think that guys can answer this all. We, you know, back in the day when we interviewed for real jobs, you learn how to answer certain questions. But I would want to get to the work habits. You always hear, like I heard Jaden Daniels' coach, Brian Kelly, talking about Jaden Daniels being first one in, last one out.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear that.
Right.
But I would just like to see how they answered. Tell me how much film you watch per week.
Right.
There were some guys, famously, who didn't watch like any film, right? Wasn't Johnny Manziel supposedly a guy who never looked at it?
I mean, does it
I'm not surprised.
Wasn't it reported last year that Kyler Murray doesn't really look at it? That's why they tried to put it in his contract that he had to look at his iPad a couple hours a week.
He has no interest in that.
I hope we're not dealing with that with these guys.
I have no idea, and I'm sure they all would say, I'm first one in, last one out. They'd all say the right things, but I'd like to look them in the eye and see how they handled the question about how much do you work outside the building.
So what you would have done is maybe give them a homework assignment before their in-person visit, kind of.
It's possible. I don't know that you can. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know if you can. I don't know if you can mandate that.
Yeah, I would just ask him, and then you know, if the guy says, "Well, usually I spend a couple hours a night watching film," and I believe him, then I'd say, "Okay."
Then you can find out from the coaches, you know, how quickly they're in and when they're leaving film rooms and you know practice sessions.
I told you, I might be in the minority. I think that it's possible that these meetings and dinners can move the needle for you, but I believe that they are 98%, 99% locked in, and that for the most part, I think that the guys will all handle themselves. They're all They're all from big programs.
Right. Here's what I would ask
with
Drake
really
May.
Good coaches. They're not
going to
be dumbfounded on a whiteboard.
I would ask Drake May, especially with all these rumors bubbling that teams think he's not seasoned enough, that he might need to sit for a year. I'd ask him, do you think you're week one ready to start in the NFL? Do you think you could step in?
Well, he's going to have to answer yes.
But I want to see how he reacts to it. I want
to
see if he bristles at the question.
I might be more inclined to say, even if I don't think Washington intends to do it, would you be okay with sitting for a year?
Yeah.
Because I would like to hear him say, yes, I would be okay, but I want to compete for the job.
Right.
Yeah. Well, of course, he would probably say no.
There's not one quarterback that's going to say, yeah, I'd be great with sitting for a year.
They're all going to be confident enough. I would ask Drake, and I don't know what I would ask all these guys, but specifically Drake May, I'd ask him explain kind of the drop-off and the inconsistency in year three as compared to year two. I think I know what the answer is because, he didn't have his best receiver for the first month and a half.
That certainly hurts.
The offensive line wasn't great, so he's probably trying to do too much. But I think what also has hurt Drake May, and this is why I think he's the best down-the-road prospect, is he missed his senior year in high school because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure how much they played at all down in North Carolina. And then he didn't play his first year because that was Sam House last year.
Right.
So he played 2 years.
I think.
And Jaden Daniels played. Now, Jaden Daniels he missed a year because of COVID in college, but he played 4 years. He was a 4-year starter.
I think I would ask less football questions because I think that's going to reveal itself in the tape. I think most of the football sort of stuff I would want to know, I'm going to see. But I think I do consider myself an elite people reader. I would maybe ask about his family, relationships. I would get more into the personal stuff and get the vibe I got from the guy. Because the football stuff is going to reveal itself. I'm going to have all of that data right here in front of me.
Yeah.
I can evaluate that. But I can't evaluate the person unless I got to get a feel for the person.
Well, they're probably going to do the football stuff in-house at the facility. And then when they go out to dinner, that's when all the personal stuff comes out.
Okay. For sure. Would not be good at asking the X and O stuff. That wouldn't be my wheelhouse. I wouldn't know how to do that.
This might be a deal breaker, but if I was running the show there, I would take all the guys, and I would want them to demonstrate a slide, a quarterback slide. No, I'm dead serious.
Or dive
head first. Like, have them in shorts and a t-shirt and a helmet.
Right.
And then have them demonstrate in front of a third string linebacker coming up with them how they would slide or how they would get down, because if it's awkward and they don't know how to.
Well, you definitely want to see it with Jaden Daniels. You want to make sure that dude knows how to slide.
Like
he takes some bone crunching hits in college.
That's a huge red flag if neither of the guys know how to successfully avoid.
Well, that's
contact.
Maybe one thing I could ask Jaden. Like, how do you explain some of these big hits you took? Like, how do you plan to avoid that at the next?
Yeah,
level?
But he could answer that very well, but he may not know how to slide. Like,
no,
you'd
no,
have
I
to
understand.
Teach him how to slide.
I understand, but I want to hear what he says for sure. If you have to teach a 22-year-old guy how to slide, that ain't good.
No.
Like,
you want him knowing that skill set coming in.
You should kind of know. It's not even that hard.
Right.
Like, or know how to, like, dive head first. Like, get down.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Reggie in D.C. 800-636-1067. If you bring these guys in,
look at me.
What questions would you ask? Let's go to Reggie.
Oh, no, fellas.
What's up, buddy?
The first thing I'm going to ask Jaden Daniels, hey, man, listen, I'm Adam Peters. Hey, man, I gave you a fifth-round grade last year or whatever it was. Like, how did that make you feel? Because I want to see if he's soft. I want to see whether or not, like, look in his eyes, like, he really don't want to be here. Like, I want to see if he's a competitor. Like, you know what? It pissed me off. And now look at me. I'm sitting in front of you. Like, I want some type of attitude to come out versus – because, they showed some clips. And he was talking about – now, I didn't see any clips of him talking about D.C., but he was real, like, amping up New England. It'd be great to go here and, be the follower legend. I mean, again, that's, I guess, your standard answer. But I want to see, like, his heart and his makeup. Of course, he has heart, because he played in the SEC. But I want to see if he's sensitive because, at least, I don't want to sound like the old man sitting on the porch. But this generation is real soft. So I want to see whether or not, he got that, like, that toughness, that dog in him that says, you know what, if you tell me I can't do something, I want to show you that I can. So I want to see, like you said, the football stuff, going to kind of take care of itself. I want to see like that, his personal makeup. Like, can he, because DC media, like the junkies, oh my gosh. Y'all get to getting on a cat, man. It's over. RG3, I remember, what was that, EB? Oh, Jesus, he the best thing since sliced bread. Then 2 years later, man, he trashed. Get him out of here. The D.C. media, this ain't like, you know, some of these other cities, man. We get, we turn, and it's a wrap. And I want to see, that's, you know, does
that
he have
that true. If we turn, it's over. Fight.
Are you a Jaden guy, Reggie?
Yes, I want him. Drake, man, I keep flipping back and forth. And, you know, some of the media slant you because they say, well, Jaden is ready to start now.
Right.
And all the moves that we've made in the offseason, I don't want to see Marcus Mariota starting and we got to wait till week six.
Oh, I would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree
with
that.
Yeah, I need this. I want to win now. So if it's Jaden and he thinks we can win now, yes. J.J. McCarthy, I'm going to kill myself if we pick him.
Why?
I don't want him.
Why?
Let's draft him. Come on, let's rein it in a little bit.
Why?
Come on, guy.
What do you not like about J.J.?
Y'all had this question before. Look at the guy played a whole college football game throwing a pass in the second half. That tells you everything you need to know right there. I don't want to hear about the weather. I don't want to hear about they couldn't block Chop Robbins. I don't want to hear all that. A whole college game in the second half without throwing one pass? No, man. He was just in the ideal, perfect situation for a quarterback. I just don't see him. Like, at number two, you need to be the guy, not a guy. He's just a guy.
All right.
I need a star.
All right, fair enough.
Look,
thank you, Reggie.
I don't think they're taking McCarthy.
If the game plan is that you're running all over a team and they can't stop the run, I've got no problem having your quarterback.
There's no style points for whatever win.
I'm fine with that.
If I guaranteed Reggie that you would go 17-0 next season, you'd win every game 2-0, right. You'd turn it down.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I would ask? I would ask all of the guys. I would ask them, what's your favorite TikTok dance? And if they have an answer for that, that's out. I don't want my quarterback knowing what TikTok is.
I think they all will, though.
Oh, yeah.
They all will.
You think Drake May will? Does he strike you as that kind
of
guy?
All of them
guy?
Are on social media. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not sure if he's on TikTok. I'm not sure if he does dances.
Yeah, Penix doesn't seem like he's on TikTok.
Does Drake May like have like a girlfriend that's famous or whatever?
I don't know.
Like, do we know about
not
that?
Not sure.
I've seen a Jaden TikTok dance.
Oh, you have?
Hurting.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he the one that had the names of himself or all his teammates and his jacket for the at the high?
No, it was the pictures of himself.
Penix
had all of the names of his teammates in his jacket.
Right. I'm team
it Penix. Says a lot.
I'm team Penix on that. Although Jaden is super exciting. All right, let's go to Noah. Frederick, Noah, what's up?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, good.
What's up, man?
What would you ask him?
I'm going to let you guys know now. I want Jaden Daniels, but I want to ask Drake May a specific question.
All right.
What sets you different from Sam Howe and Mitchell Trubisky? What makes you the better quarterback coming out of UNC? Because in my opinion, they're all the same. Sam Howe is the same as Mitchell Trubisky. I'm looking at Drake May right now. He looks good in college, but is he going to translate to the NFL? It's always a toss-up every year. You never know, but I really want to know.
But, a lot of people had that same line of thinking towards Ohio State quarterbacks for a long time and dinged C.J. Stroud for it. And I just don't kill a guy for the program he went to. I think that's narrow-minded.
Maybe there was something about CJ he could explain about how he wasn't Cardale Jones or any of the or Troy Smith or any of the other busts that came out of Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Thank you, Noah. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
We kind of all questioned the Trubisky pick. Because
Trubisky only had like 1 year of experience, right?
Trubisky never played. He hardly played in college. He played 1 year.
I mean, he played half of what Drake May played.
Correct. He was a backup, and then he played in his third year, but... I think May is much better than Trubisky, and I think May will be much better than Sam Howell. First of all, Sam Howell is 3 inches shorter.
Right.
And I just don't think – and I think that's – we were talking about to JK earlier. The sturdiness, I think, will be a factor with Drake May. It may take him a little bit longer than someone who played 3 or 4 years in college, you know, Michael Penix or Bo Nix, who might be more ready. But I don't think that they've got the upside that Drake May
just,
has.
I just want to remind people that it was reported, so as everyone's leaning Jaden Daniels, and, you know, Quinn came on here and said game changer, and he seemed sort of overly effusive, in my opinion, in his praise of him when he sat down with John Keim for his podcast. It was reported, I think Chippy Finley reported, that when they had the workout, that Dan Quinn was like dramatic, like after Drake May with one throw and be like, I'm out of here. I've seen enough.
Right.
Remember? Like he threw one deep ball and it was perfect. And Dan Quinn was just like exasperated and just like, that's it. I've seen enough. I'm out of here. Yeah. Like this kid.
I put the picture on our Facebook page, facebook.com/junks, of Adam Peters dapping him up and Dan Quinn right behind him. And they looked like they were in love with Drake May. Now, might have been similar the day before with Jaden Daniels, but I know it did jump out at me with Drake May, like the way that they seemed to be ogling
him. I saw Adam Peters dap up Jaden. Yeah. It was very
awkward.
It was very quick.
More businesslike.
I thought so.
All right, don't forget, Tariq El-Bashir will join us coming up at 9 o'clock as the Caps face the Philadelphia Flyers in Philly tonight with a playoff spot on the line. That's coming up in about 45 minutes right here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On the Fan. Tariq El-Bashir, Caps insider for Monumental Sports Network. He'll join the show in about 35 minutes. That's coming up at 9 a.m. But right now, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. And it's sponsored, of course, the tentpole segment.
That's right. Those are all sponsored. By BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax, has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models. I've got the X5. It's incredible. For a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Get over there. Take them for a test drive. Ask for Mike. Mention me. You'll be straight.
Mr. Bickle, before we get into it, I want to give a shout out to my buddy's son.
All right.
Who, and I think JP would appreciate this the most. He was in the ran the Boston Marathon yesterday.
Oh, wow. All right. Awesome.
Now, my buddy's son is 24. He went to Purdue. Now he lives out in St. Louis. He works for Boeing. The kid's a genius.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
All right. There was 26,483 runners, and that's what he finished.
It's awesome.
48th place. That's pretty great.
48th out of 26,000 plus.
So what was his time?
2:24.31.
Wow. Did he
run? So the winner, I think, was at 2:07, so essentially 17 minutes past the...
Did he run like cross country or something in college?
Is your friend Kenyan?
No, he's not Kenyan.
Are you sure?
But he runs like a Kenyan.
Are you positive?
No, he doesn't look Kenyan.
Did he run? He must have run cross country or something in college.
Oh, yeah. He didn't run on scholarship. He was a club runner.
He was
at Purdue. He was on the club team.
I mean, what is that average mile? I mean,
I'm about to do that.
I don't know, but
so that 226
dude is moving.
48 out of 26,483.
That is amazing.
Brandon Dimitri. Unbelievable.
Is that the fastest one he's ever done? Or is he...
That was 7 minutes faster than last year. He was in it last year.
Last year,
about a 5.5-minute mile.
So he's averaging for 28
miles or 26.2.
26.
That is.
I mean, just kill me.
Six.
He finished 42nd out of 15,000 men. and he finished 36 out of almost 5,000 men, 18 to 39.
Props. That's amazing.
I mean,
I don't know how they do it.
I don't even know how he does it. But
dude, I saw a guy running the other day in my neighborhood, and props to him. I mean, I used to run, but now I'm old, and I just go for walks. But I saw the guy running, and Cakes, he had no shirt on. He had, like, the runner shorts and everything.
Yeah.
And he clearly was fit.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't moving his arms. He
really?
He had his arms straight. It was just like
weird.
A dork.
That is a weird bit.
I'd never seen anything like it.
Oh.
I didn't know if he was doing like a training thing.
He was running like a Frankenstein?
He had his arms down.
Ooh,
why would he do that?
Done.
You think,
it's just a
dork?
It's a Seinfeld bit.
That's a Seinfeld bit? I don't know.
Don't your arms just kind of move naturally as you're running? Like,
yeah,
that's,
he was like holding
yeah, but you used to run unnaturally, Cakes. You used to run palms up.
Yeah, but that's when I really put the gas... Yeah, to the
sprint.
That's when I was really putting the pedal to the metal, JP. Like, my normal running stance is
normal,
not palms up.
You have a normal gait, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's very slow, but it's normal.
There's a video Tyson put out in the last, I think, 48 hours or so of him sprinting. Did you see that?
I did not.
Mm-hmm. He runs funny, man.
I'm gonna kill
He's another
that
one that runs kind of funny.
When's that fight?
YouTuber that is. I'm fighting.
It's coming up, isn't it?
I don't know. It's going to be the worst fight ever.
Maybe it's in July.
They're going to wear oversized gloves, headgear, and it doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it.
That Jake Paul does. He doesn't know what's coming his way.
It's on July 20th.
I could not care less. Could
I don't
not
know if
care
he's
less
fighting
about
Jake
that.
Paul, Les Paul, Logan Paul. I don't know. I know it's not Les Paul. It's who the guitar is named after.
Right.
It's either Logan or Jake.
Right.
I think it's Jake Paul.
All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment. You know what? I never watch this show, but am I wrong? The woman over here that works at PGC, she used to be on The Real Housewives of Potomac, right?
Yeah, yes. Monique Samuels.
Monique Samuels, mm-hmm. Chris Samuels' ex-wife.
Yeah.
Well, I know Robin Dixon only because she was dating Juan Dixon back when he was at Maryland, and she used to sit kind of near me in the stands when I would go to games. And she confirmed she has been fired, Cakes, from Real Housewives of Potomac after 8 seasons.
Wow. 8-season run on that
eight
show?
8 seasons, I've never seen one episode of it.
Never.
What was the culture?
Is it on Bravo?
They're not filming at Les Delices.
They're not filming at Les Delices. Well,
they're not filming at Norbeck Country Club.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No. And we don't want them to, Cakes.
I can confirm
that. Does it say the reason why she was fired?
She says, I'll not be returning. They did not invite me back. I was fired, for lack of better words. I will not sugarcoat the situation and say, oh, I'm walking away. This was a network decision. So,
step into my office.
Just moving on. Those shows will have like 8 to 10 housewives. Maybe
have you ever
popular.
Seen this one?
Yeah, I've watched
it. The Potomac one.
I haven't watched it in several seasons.
Now,
but there used to be a lot of drama, a lot of fighting. That's what all those shows are about.
This isn't like The Real World or something where, like, where they all live in one house. These are all the ladies that all have their own... lives or whatever.
Yeah, they're not living in a
typically
communal house.
Get ruined by the
show.
I
think it was
right?
controversial that she wasn't really a Potomac housewife. Like, she lived in Columbia.
Oh, she's an outlier.
Because I think Juan Dixon and they were living together but not married.
Yes.
They had divorced, but I think that he was like lost all his money somehow. Like, somebody stole all their money.
Right.
So they were kind of restarting their lives.
I can tell you
Are
this,
they back together or are they
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen it.
If you ever see me sitting down and watching an entire episode of any of the Housewives show, know that I have either one of two things has happened. I've either been overtaken by an alien life form or I'm being possessed by a demon.
Right.
It's one of those two things. I'm not doing it of my own free will.
I feel
we're
like
being paid.
And I don't want to slander him, but I think that this is a theme on that show, that the housewives worried about Juan Dixon creeping.
Okay.
Did he land another job? He got fired from Coppin. I wonder if he landed another.
I don't know.
I don't think
not
he,
sure.
I don't think he got another head coaching job.
I don't think he's got a job, and I don't think Ron Rivera's got another job.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't. Where,
how long did that ESPN analyst?
Ron, thing I think work? Ron's thing
one
was a, it was a test.
1 week.
A trial balloon.
How do they think it went?
Have you ever seen
a balloon crash into power lines?
I'm
just guessing.
He would probably be fine on TV, but he doesn't say anything.
Right.
It was a pilot
episode. He wasn't that good.
He's fine on camera,
he's
but he doesn't say anything.
Generalities.
Yeah, generalities.
Pilot episode, and it was the MH30.
Right.
Juan Dixon's record as the head coach of Coppin State.
Oh, no, it wasn't good.
51-131. It's a 28% winning percentage.
That'll get you fired.
Right.
Six seasons.
Now, a lot of the MEAC records will be skewed because they just play those. You know, they get good paid to play the powerhouses.
That's true. Right. But in the conference.
It's conference records will count.
Conference record, 37-51.
Yeah, not good.
142%.
Don't you at this point, like, honestly, if you really look at it, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe like Chip and Joanna from whatever, HGTV, right? All their shows.
Yes.
Maybe they're still. But don't most couples and whatever that go on these reality shows, it all ends up as a disaster.
I think generally,
yes. It's a life wrecker.
Right.
It's a family wrecker.
Now, apparently, Juan Dixon remarried
recently.
The other Robin Dixon in August of 2022. So they got divorced.
Right.
They lived together then in Maryland after the divorce. I think it was Columbia.
Right.
And then they got remarried 2 years ago.
That is
a weird bit.
I've got a buddy who did that.
Who got married?
He got
married, divorced,
remarried
the same woman.
Couldn't believe it.
Are they still together today?
Still together.
All right, that worked out.
They got married, had like three kids.
Yeah.
Hated each other.
Okay.
Divorced.
Right.
How long missed each divorced? Other.
How long divorced and then before they reconciled?
They were divorced a while.
Okay.
I'm going to say 4 or 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Got remarried.
It's a weird bit, but hey.
I know.
It's like a breakup.
It's like one in a million.
That's a long breakup.
What percentage of divorcees remarry?
Usually if you break up with somebody for 4 or 5 years, you're not getting back together with them 5 years later.
Correct.
It's such an outlier.
Oh, it's big time.
Let's see here. Takes Morgan Wallen.
6% according to Bob Goo.
Very small percentage.
Back on stage, I guess. He's scheduled to perform Saturday at the University of Mississippi. On their campus, his first concert since his chair-throwing incident at a bar in Nashville. Apparently, there have been some copycats. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Some guy was arrested for throwing, like, beer cans off the Jason Aldean's bar.
Mm-hmm.
What bar was Morgan Wallen at? Was he at, like...
It was Eric Church's bar.
Church's bar. Yeah, yeah.
God,
what was it called?
Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah. Chiefs. Pat Mahomes was the bartender. Jason, you should hit all these redneck bars when you're in Nashville.
No, you will.
I'm sure I'll hit some.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah, Bickle will tell me which ones to go to.
They're all right there.
And Virginia Tech, they better beat Vandy.
Yes, they better.
You can't lose to Vandy.
Correct.
So embarrassing.
Wallen kicked off his One Night at a Time tour in Indy on April 4th, just 12 days ago. He scheduled Cakes to perform throughout the country with Bailey Zimmerman. I get sized for him. Nate Smith, Lauren Watkins. They'll all take turns opening for him. Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, and John Party are a few of the country stars that are set to join him on tour this summer.
Hey, I saw your boy Jelly Roll lost like 70 pounds.
I know, but that's like losing a great off my body. I mean, you know, he's enormous.
Yeah, okay. Hey, good for him. It's a start.
70 pounds seems significant.
I think he's trying to run or walk a 5K.
I think it's hard to lose weight when your name is Jelly Roll. When you have jelly in your name,
dude,
hard
you
to lose weight.
There's another band or another artist or somebody that says they're copyright infringement. They're saying they have the name.
Oh, they
jelly
own
roll.
The name to Jelly?
Yeah, yes. I saw that.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. We talked about it last week, but CBS very heavily criticized for cutting short the Billy Joel concert special. They say they're going to re-air it, Cakes. Billy Joel, the 100th, live at Madison Square Garden. It was cut short during his final song, Piano Man, and people were livid.
John Feinstein threw a Molotov cocktail through the CBS offices in New York City. He was so mad.
Possible.
That's a joke for those that don't know. That was a joke.
Jason one time legendarily on this show said that Courtney Love was hot. Just want people to know that.
Yeah. In her prime. Yes, I did.
Hey, didn't you say who's the Osborne?
He liked Kelly Osborne. Osborne.
He did like Kelly Osborne.
Yep. Said there was something charming about
her. She definitely has purple hair last time I saw her on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm officially out on her, just so you know.
Very purple.
And I'm out on Courtney Love.
All right, that's fair. She's in the news for saying she doesn't think Taylor Swift is important or even interesting as an artist. She also doesn't
like somebody who hasn't had a hit in 30 years.
Hey, Celebrity Skin is kind of selling.
Oh, it is a great song.
Okay, when did it come out? I think 30 years is probably pretty close.
Valdez, she disagrees with you. Did you see the sub headline? She also doesn't like Beyonce's music. And she thinks Lana Del Rey should take seven years off.
Well, you know what? The entire world doesn't like Courtney Love's music. So she can zip it.
I like it. Malibu's a great song.
Whatever.
Malibu is kind of silly.
When did that one come out?
This song is good, but when did this song years, come probably? Out?
25 years ago? I don't know. Early 2000s, maybe?
I think she's a little bit jelly of Taylor Swift's success. Didn't and you go see Beyonce's her live or success. Something,
Jason?
I saw her live, yeah.
Yeah.
And Courtney Love, saw her at the Patriot Center, and Courtney Love was hammered.
Was she?
I think I'd rather jump into a large hole than go see Hole live. And bury myself in dirt.
I don't know who they were opening for. They were opening for somebody.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She just came on stage hammered.
Oh, she was drunk.
Pretty professional.
Didn't Billy Corgan write all of her stuff anyways?
Oh, I don't
know. Not sure.
Maybe.
I think you're onto something.
She'd be very upset if she heard you say
isn't that what everyone says in the music world?
I think there was something to that.
Billy Corgan wrote
kind of
all,
propped her up. Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Wrote all of her
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, 1998 is when Celebrity Skin
Rock
came out.
Isn't a smash? Smashola.
Cakes, your girl, Taylor Swift, is in the news. Everyone's all excited. They see Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift making out at Coachella.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All these celebs
go
there.
Was our former PD there? Probably there.
Yeah, all these old-ass celebs are at Coachella, which, you know, you're supposed to be like 20 to go there.
I think Jason's girl, Gwen Stefani, got together with No Doubt. For
oh
the
yeah,
first
No
time
Doubt had
forever.
A reunion.
They said they had a banger performance. They got Let me see if I can find
all the same original members.
I think so. It was their first time. I think it was their first time performing in quite a while. The headline I saw was that fans were stunned at how smooth Gwen Stefani's face was.
No doubt.
She's all boked up.
Oh, really? Yeah, yeah.
No doubt. They say that I think they kind of stole the show at, at Coachella.
Let me look at this lineup. Let me look at this Coachella lineup.
There's a weird video.
I'd be willing to go to the desert to see it.
Of Justin Bieber walking around, and Jaden Smith comes up behind him, and they're like rubbing on each other. I don't know what's going on with those
two. Jaden Smith is like necking Justin Bieber.
Yeah, and he's also kind of like grinding on him. It's a weird thing.
Term.
Justin Bieber just looks awful.
Hmm.
Mike Moore, are you a Justin Bieber? Are you a Bieber guy?
No, I never really got into it.
You're out on the Biebs?
Yeah.
By the way, our guy Blake Prohl kicked off American Idol last
year. Oh, he did?
Yeah. Didn't make it to the top
15. We were going
to
get him on the show, too.
Did you see Katy Perry's boobs are so busty that
they broke the metallic
broke her top.
She was wearing like furniture. I don't know what she was wearing. She was wearing this like metallic top. I don't know what it is. It was like a piece of metal.
By the way, the Coachella lineup, I can tell you right now, it stinks on ice. The only band I recognize is Deftones. I mean, Ice Spice is on the bill. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A band named Jockstrap. You ever heard of that? You know what? Coachella, terrible. This iteration
this
of it
is live
least.
From it. Horrible.
That's I like that horrible. Song.
That I mean, that's an incredible album. That album,
oh,
incredible.
That great.
Song is,
yeah.
That is just like there's something like haunting about it. I don't know.
Didn't she say that she was never gonna like perform as No Doubt?
Oh, I didn't.
She might have said it. Yeah, I do remember something like that.
No Doubt.
What was that about 10 years ago when she said it?
You know, she needs No Doubt. Justin Timberlake needs NSYNC. They all need Beyonce. Eventually,
but this is why I don't understand is yeah. that. More than ever, nostalgia is so hot. So why would you not dip into the nostalgia's pool if you've had hits in the 90s and everything?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good question. Probably should do it.
By the way, this headline, you're going to love this one, Valdez. This was made for you. Selma Hayek, 57, puts on a busty display as she shows off her chest and tiny waistline in a blue and white print bikini while on a yacht.
Boobs not as good as Elvira's.
Isn't she like married to like a billionaire?
Yes, she
yeah,
is.
I think so.
Yeah. I think he is a don't kill me.
All right.
Cosmetics magnate.
Ah.
I think that's correct.
So So but maybe she's getting all the plastic surgery.
She could be.
She's getting the good stuff.
All right, don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, we'll talk Caps with Tarik El-Bashir from Monumental Sports Network. They've got a big one, the biggest one of the year, tonight in Philadelphia. Taylor.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Swift could just scribble something on a cocktail napkin in 10 seconds that's better than this funeral dirge of a song from Courtney Love.
What is this? Is this Doll Parts? What is
this? Yeah, Doll Parts.
That's just my armchair music fan opinion.
Speaking of
that's
music,
all that is.
Are we giving away some Aerosmith tickets at 9:45?
Funny you bring that up, JP. Yes, we are. Aerosmith is coming to town with the Black Crowes Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. It's their farewell tour. I mean, bands always say it's a farewell tour, but I mean, this might actually be the farewell tour. So if you want to win tickets, 9:45, we're going to play the wildly popular game show. It's called Who Makes More Money?
Inspired by what was released about Caitlin Clark, who was pick number one in the WNBA draft.
Yep.
She's only going to make $76,000 from the team.
Right.
Yeah.
They've already,
I mean, they don't have huge,
they've already basically sold out arenas for Caitlin Clark.
Right. Well, then she should get a pay raise. But at this point, they don't generate that much money.
Yeah. But she's going to generate money. I think Cakes, didn't you even look up what, or maybe Jason did, look up what the tickets are for her game when she comes here?
Oh, yeah. It's wildly out of control expensive. Because
well, yeah, but that's
Clark.
They might move it from the sports arena to Cap
so
One.
If Caitlin Clark has an agent with half of a brain cell, she works something into her deal that she gets some sort of piece of ticket revenue, right? Or is that asking?
I don't know how that works.
You're probably against the cap.
I don't know how that works. Against,
yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing they can't do that.
Yeah.
She deserves it.
I mean, she's like, if she's so popular that you're going to move your game from a 4,000 seat arena to a 20,000 seat arena and you're going to sell it out, like, she deserves a cut of that, in my opinion. Now, I don't know how you
she
give her that cut.
Deserve it, but I don't know if you. I mean,
but the like the.
Why wouldn't you say that for other players that increase? You know,
because nobody
attendance.
Nobody is going to increase it like her, at least in the women's game.
No, but there could have been girls that came in the last 5 years that increased their attendance by a couple thousand, 3,000.
But none of them. To my knowledge, none of them have had the impact of teams are moving their games to 5X size arenas because this person's coming in.
Oh, she's a draw, no doubt.
Seems like a players association issue that needs to be.
And the ratings are going to balloon.
They're not going to
address it.
The ratings are going to balloon. The league will make more money.
Right.
Then they should raise salaries.
Yeah.
For everyone.
If I were Caitlin Clark, I would have my representative go to, I guess it's Adam Silver. I mean, he runs the NBA, so I'm guessing he's in charge of the WNBA.
Well, they have their own commissioner.
Yeah, they
okay,
do.
Well, I would have my agent go to that commissioner, and we're striking up a side deal.
This is exactly why, though, all these top players
we're
play in Russia
on Valdez
and go overseas because they're only making $75,000.
Yeah, I would be making.
So you wonder why is Brittany Griner over there? So why? They don't make enough money here.
Well, they play kind of year round.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, you make more
but
money.
They need to make more.
Of course. Then, but their sport doesn't generate anything. It's, you know, if they start generating a ton of money, then they'll get a bigger piece of the pie. But I don't think, like, all of a sudden they should just be stroking these girls' huge checks. It doesn't generate the money. She
that
does.
That's true. She does.
Yeah.
She does, but she'll cash in with endorsements.
She got plenty of money from endorsements. She's got tons of money coming in.
I mean, she's doing Saturday Night Live bits. Like, she's kind of, like, really blowing up.
Yeah.
So I would assume she's going to make $5 to $10 million a year for the next couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And easily, I would think maybe more.
I would think
be a conservative
she's
estimate.
Got some,
that's probably being underpaid.
She's got a big list
well,
of big
have
name
her own
endorsements.
Sneakers, right?
I would
whoever
assume.
Signs her, I assume Nike, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe
well, she's already on with Nike, State Farm, and I think Gatorade. Like those.
So,
are just
so
a few
Gatorade will do a TV
ones.
Campaign with her. She'll get a boatload of cash with that.
Probably have her own flavor.
She'll have her own sneakers.
I'd have my own flavor of Gatorade for that big of a silly.
What else could she
do? I don't know
what
it would be.
You could start a comedy pyramid with that one.
Oh, yeah, you definitely could. Valdez always wants to build comedy pyramids.
He loves comedy pyramids.
You know, I'm usually with him. Uh-huh. I'm usually right there building, putting the blocks into the pyramid.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to play.
Yes, we are.
What did you title it? Who Makes More?
Who Makes More Money.
Okay, Who Makes More.
Yeah. By the way, I'm guessing EB did not get the memo from, I think you missed the show last week when we talked about the Lunchable that you're consuming has all of the sodium in the planet and also elevated levels of, I think, lead and cadmium.
Where did
so
you
enjoy
see that?
That.
Where did you see that?
There's a huge story in every news outlet about how
what can you do?
Cafeterias around the country
right.
are removing Lunchables.
Uh-huh.
Because,
well,
because
of
the contaminants.
They're shipping them right to Monumental Vending
here
in D.C.
They didn't remove this one.
Yeah.
It's going to give
hey,
me
you're,
some
you know,
options.
You're worried about putting cream in your coffee and you're eating that moldy chemical cheese.
No, this isn't moldy. This is money. It's actually cold. Thank God it's cold. Mm. Normally it's warm.
That's not moldy. That slimy moldy. Ham and you're worried about coffee creamer. Yeah.
There's no way I would ever eat. Outside of a bit.
Let me see that.
Full-blown bit. One of those sliced,
how does that taste?
Slices of cheese.
How's it taste? Average?
I like it, but I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I eat cheese and crackers every day of my life.
I love cheese and crackers.
I don't go a day without cheese. I literally won't go a day without cheese from now until the day I die.
Wow.
You did it today.
I eat cheese all
every
the time.
Single day.
I have blocks. I go every time I go to the grocery, I go right away. I buy blocks of extra sharp cheese.
Now, do you
that's
buy
my snack?
Do you buy the blocks where you actually have to cut it off, or the pre-cut slices?
I cut my own sillies.
You guys have big hunks of it.
I like to envision Eric using his hunk of cheese and eating it like a crab.
No,
like
I don't
care.
Do
like a Bugs Bunny.
See, now you're literally freaking me out because that is disgusting.
You also do you put the cheese on your
I've
shirt?
Been known to do it.
on your chest shelf.
Yeah. Look at that.
I just put it right there and go.
And that's not an exaggeration. He does
no,
that.
No, it's not.
I don't doubt it.
Hey, what is your snack du jour going to be for tonight when hopefully the Caps are pwning the Flyers? You have a snack in mind?
Well, I'll have an old fashioned.
Okay. Double.
A double, but I won't have two doubles.
Okay.
Because I had two doubles the other night, and damn near had to go to the hospital.
You felt like crap, probably.
My head was on fire.
Right. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
No, I agree.
Maybe I'll do the have a beer for every Caps goal challenge tonight.
Did you do that last night? Did you actually do the Scotty's vodka?
I did. You lived up to your word.
Nice.
I did two beers and a Scotty's vodka
cocktail.
No,
remember you said he was doing beer first period,
yeah.
Scotty's vodka second,
you know what?
Beer
I will
third.
Do that. Tonight, in honor of the Washington Capitals and their goal-scoring drought, I will do a beer per goal.
Why would you change the mojo? You just had a working combination last night, right? Didn't you say you had a beer?
I had
cocktail.
Two beers and a Scotty's vodka.
So
cocktail.
Why would you not do the same thing?
Probably should do that.
Yeah,
let's stick with that.
Stick with what works.
Let's stick with that formula because it worked last night. The Bruins couldn't get any shots on Chucky Lindgren. They were grasping.
Are you guys superstitious at all? Like. I wrap my brain in a pretzel every week trying to figure out what I wore the week before, like at
no,
one of my kids' games. And
I don't care about
what
that.
Happened.
I don't
you
have
never
real,
do that?
No, not really. Now, do you when you wrap your brain in a pretzel, do you dip it in more cheese?
Yeah, beer cheese.
It's ideal.
It's probably, it's probably better.
No, I have cheese every single day.
Right.
Every day.
There's never a day that goes by that I don't
it's
have
it. It's shocking. No, it's not so shocking revelation.
So hold on. So last night you had cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You had cheese and crackers?
Yeah. I actually went out of my way and bought some silly Ritz.
Trying to think if I had cheese yesterday.
Now, did you buy Ritz or like the generic version of Ritz?
No, no, no.
Like butter Ritz. Crackers, but look
no,
like
no,
Ritz?
No, no, I get the real McCoy. The real,
real thing.
The real silly is the small pack.
Yeah.
And pummel them.
Very
just
good.
Cut off chunks of cheese.
No, please tell me you didn't get the no salt or low sodium Ritz.
No, I get the full Monty.
Very
give the,
good.
Give me the big cone.
Good man.
And it, you know that when I told you at my tailgate, I'm the bartender, so I bring crates of liquor.
Okay.
And then I always buy the big platter of cheese and salami and pepperoni right. and the
oh,
olives.
The pre-made.
The cracker.
Oh, very nice. Like the Hormel.
It's like $25.
Oh, yeah. It's pricey.
But I always bring it and because you can just eat it all day.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Just are the tailgates exclusively to lacrosse or do you do them for volleyball too?
Volleyball crew, we just go to the bar.
Okay.
Go to the hotel bar.
Got it. Like it.
Yeah.
It's a good setup.
Yeah.
All All right, when we come back, we will talk more Washington Capitals with Tarik El-Bashir, Caps insider for Monumental Sports Network, as the Caps ready to take on the Flyers' playoff spot on the line. Tarik El-Bashir next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.